It was just brought to my attention that this is the last week before Hanukkah. I was a little caught off guard, so I'm not going to change what I planned on discussing. I'll drum up business. Bezos Hashem, Thursday night we're going to talk about Hanukkah. So, okay. So I want to stick with where we were headed. We've been leading up these last couple of weeks to begin analyzing the dynamics in our relationship with Hashem. As we've seen, that's really the core of what all of our Yiddishkeit is supposed to be. It's not what we do, but the inner relationship we have with Hashem. All of our external actions are expressions, manifestations of this relationship. Mamish, like we discussed, a mother of a family is not defined by the one who cooks and does laundry. Rather, obviously, it's the relationship with the children. Cooking and doing laundry are certain external expressions of that relationship. So, the number one, the most basic element of a relationship is knowing who you're dealing with. You have to know the other party in order to even begin having a relationship with them. So that's really number one. I one time was talking with a bacher, very, very, very high-level bacher, major masmid, who was going through a difficult time. And I was discussing with him, I asked him, what was it originally? I was trying to draw on something to inspire him further. I said, what was it originally that really got you going? He was a very, very, very big master, like to an unusual extent. And I said, I asked him, what was it originally that got you going? What turned you on? What made you dedicate yourself like this to learning Torah? So he told me, Yiras Oinesh. He was scared of Gehenim. He heard descriptions of Gehenim. He was scared, and that somehow fired him to really dedicate himself in a very serious way. So I asked him, and you really kill yourself over your learning. Do you feel that you're safe from the Einish? He said, I don't know. So I can... So, okay, this was something I had to be dealt with. That was why he was suffering certain difficulties. The person who's learning, that's his whole drive for learning, it's going to be a bit of a problem. There need to be other drives that we'll see soon. Maybe not tonight. But the truth is that this is not just that there was a certain, it might have been a big masmid, but there was a certain, in a subtle way, a problem in the very basics of his Yiddishkeit. He was relating, if we'll put it in a subtle way, okay? I'm putting it in harsh terms, but to the wrong Hashem. He was dealing with somebody else. That's not the Hashem that we know. The Hashem that we know is not looking at a person who's putting in all the efforts and beyond what he can possibly do, driving himself to who knows where, and still standing with a wicked smile and saying, I'll get him. That's not our Hashem. Reb Shimshon Pinkus said, he cited a sefer that says that the goyim will have an excuse when Mashiach comes. They won't be held accountable. Why? Because they'll say, Hashem, we weren't really worshipping idols. You want to know a mashal of what we did? Mashal of what we did is that there was an imposter who went around from town to town disguised as the king, claiming to be the king. And all the people came out and gave him gifts and gave him tributes. Now when the king heard about that, that's mamish rebellion. To be paying homage to somebody else instead of the king, that's mamish rebellion. So he got a list of the towns where this fellow had passed through. And he came to punish the people of the town. They came out to the king and they told him, we weren't rebelling against you, we were honoring you. We thought that person was you. So anything that we did towards that person was really done towards you. So this sefer wrote that the guy will say basically the same thing to Hashem. We weren't worshipping anybody else. We thought that it was an imposter. So Shimshon Pinkus said, absolutely not. There's no such thing. He said, the mashal is wrong. You know what would be an accurate mushel for that? The accurate mushel would be if a pig smeared with gook went around from town to town and people came out and said, "Oh, mighty king," and they gave it gifts. And afterwards, when the king comes, says, "What were you doing?" "Well, we thought that was you." They're going to be in even deeper trouble now than they were before. And he says, that's what the goyim are doing. So in a much subtler way, we have to realize that not properly appreciating who Hashem is, in a subtle way, is a problem in our emunah. You have to know da es Elokei Avicha. You have to know the Hashem who you're relating to. So the truth is that step number one is really getting to know Hashem. Really getting to know Hashem and experiencing Him. Now this is a mitzvah de'oraisa. Two mitzvahs de'oraisa. Rabbeinu Yehuda counts two mitzvahs. In studying the greatness of Hashem is one mitzvah. And studying the kindliness of Hashem is another mitzvah. Two separate mitzvahs haseh. Rabbeinu Yehuda counts. Now the Chavis Havavis has a whole shah called Shah Bechina. The shah of observing Hashem. People make a mistake when you read through Shah Bechina, especially since it's customary. Many people do not learn Shah Yichud. There were Gedolim who encouraged skipping Shah Yichud. I never learned it. But many people begin Sefer Chavis Havavis after the preface with Shah Bechina. So the impression that you get is what's he doing? He does in Shah B'chin, he's showing you how to look all around you and see Hashem in everything. See Hashem's kindliness and His greatness and His wisdom and everything, everywhere you turn. So a person can get the impression that the purpose of B'chin is to prove Hashem's existence. But that's not true. Again, you have to remember that we skipped Shah Yichud, but really that's the agenda of Shah Yichud, to prove that Hashem is there. Shah B'chin is something else. Shah B'china is teaching us to experience Hashem. When he's telling you, look at your fingers and see how wondrous it is, he's already past the point of trying to prove to you that there is Hashem. What he's telling you is, learn to experience Hashem in your life. Learn to know Hashem. Start learning to see Hashem. Get to know Hashem through all the different aspects of your life. Now the truth is, let's step back for a minute and approach this from a little bit of a different angle. Look in Ashrei. We say Ashrei three times a day. Haluka, Sukkot Zimra. It's all full of, we're talking about how we're going to praise Hashem in the Halel, in the Shabbat, in the Foyer, in the Raimen. When did we ever engage in praising Hashem? Did we ever actually make an activity? We say Sukkot Zimra. Okay, say that. That's reciting. Sometimes a little more Kavana, sometimes less. Bechlal, Sukkot Zimra is the harder area to really work on Kavana. Shemana Esrei is easier. Even that's not a simple thing. But do we ever actually engage in praising Hashem? When you think about it, it's a little bit difficult. The truth is that the reason why, you see that by David HaMelech, was mamish a central function of his. It was a career in his life. It was one of the things he was busy with all the time. How come by us it's so remote from our way of life? Well, the answer is that when we talk about praising Hashem, there's also a little bit of a misconception as to what that is. When we talk about praising Hashem, we think in terms of, as a king, you have to stand there and say all kinds of great adjectives about him. Like in these ridiculous, you see how in the olden times, they had to praise the Tsar, no matter what. You see in a lot of Sefer Kodesh, you have it till today, they write about the cruelest and most wicked Tsars. Oh, the king of Chesed and the king of... They had to write that. So yeah, when you're dealing with the king, you have to come up and have a list of ABC, adjectives according to the ABC, and you praise and you praise and you praise, and there's really nothing to it. You think, praising Hashem, I have to try to think of every praise I can possibly come up with, and praise. But the truth is, that's also a misunderstanding in the whole concept of praising. The truth is, the word praise is related to the word appraise. That's, okay, English is not really the raya, but in Lashon Kodesh, shvach. Shvach means value. To make a proper assessment, right? In all over Bava Kama, Bava Metziah, Bava Basra, what does the word shvach mean? It doesn't mean praise. It means an assessment of something's value. Shvach means evaluation. You can't praise, of course. I'm going to tell you now, sit down and start praising Hashem. In order to really praise, you have to know what you're praising. Before you can praise, you have to sit down and start noting things. Noting, noticing. After that, you can talk about praising. So that's number one. Shvach starts with a proper assessment and evaluation of who you're dealing with. Getting to know who he is. Starting to notice things. So that's really where it starts from. So now think of it in these terms. Let's talk about praise in a different sense. Not talking about praising a theoretical king. Let's say you were hosted by somebody for Shabbos. And they really went all out to make your stay as pleasant as could possibly be. And you appreciate it. You're a decent person. You appreciate it. On Motzei Shabbos, when you're going to sit down and express your thanks to the person, it will be a joy for you to remember all of the small details. It's not just that they set aside a bedroom for you, but they made the beds beautifully. And not only that, there was a little package of chocolates on the night table. And there were new little packages of soap with the wrapper on, fresh, in the bathroom. And besides that, they had cake waiting for you on the table. When you really appreciate what they did for you, it's a pleasure, it's a joy to come afterwards and say, I noticed this and I noticed that. That's really what praise is. Praise is not about coming and, you know, flattery. Oh great, this, that, that. Praise is about when you really sense, when you really experience their goodness and what they did for you. It's a pleasure for you. You enjoy every detail that you can pick up on. You noticed another little prat, another little detail. And you're coming and expressing that. Then praise turns into a joy. So really what it begins with is, and this is a big career, it's something we can be busy with for a lifetime. It's kedai to start. It's a lifetime career. To be noting Hashem. To be noting Hashem. And to learn to take the small details of life that we've come to take for granted in a personal way. To take personally the fact that you have eyes. But the truth is we shouldn't start there because that's a little more challenging. The more we take things for granted, the more difficult it is to back up and say, one minute, let me not take this for granted and now start appreciating it. But to notice Hashem, Ashrei is one of the greatest mizmorim that we say. Why? Because of the pasuk, Poseach es yadecho masbeah l'chol chayotzoi. So number one, Poseach es yadecho masbeah l'chol chayotzoi, Chazal tells us, is one of the most fundamental psukim in Tanakh. That's why we're told to say Ashrei three times a day. So when you sit down at a meal, what's so great about it? When you're provided with a meal three times a day, what you're actually provided with is the means of connecting with Hashem. Realize, the Maharal says this, why do we need food in order to exist? Why couldn't Hashem just make it? You can make it through life without food. Hashem wants to have that ongoing connection with you. He wants you to be getting things from Him all the time. You have to approach your meals that way. Hashem prepared you a care package. It took a few months for this simple breakfast to reach your plate. That grain, that wheat, has been in planning for months. I don't know how long it takes, the whole process. But He planned it for you. Hashem has been busy preparing this breakfast for you for the last 4 months, or however long it is. Take it personally. Think for a minute before you actually start eating. Hashem brought this to me because He wants to see me enjoy it. Think about that a little bit, and then enjoy. That enjoyment is actually connecting with Hashem. This is just the beginning of this subject. Bezus Hashem. We'll continue this for another week, and then Bezus Hashem move on to the next point. Bli Neder.